Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you are a regular listener, we are so grateful that you are on this journey with us and that you take the time to listen to these messages. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome, and we hope that you will continue to join us for more and more podcasts. And by the way, we do have a library of podcasts. There's over 250 podcasts sitting out there with a lot of great messages, a lot of useful information. And so check it out. Check out the library.
They never go out of style.
They don't. They don't go out of style. They're not outdated in any way.
That's right.
So Tina and I just got back from this amazing trip to Panama.
Woohoo!
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah, we just, you know, we needed a break.
Yeah, well, and, on a vacation, just the two of us.
Yes.
This was, I think, awesome. The first time in a very long time that we went anywhere longer than 2 days without the children and just us.
Yes, so. It was great. I mean, don't get us wrong. We love taking our kids, and we do take them to a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to give them different experiences. You know, but every once in a while, it's nice to have a little adult time, a little adult vacation. And this was the first extended vacation that we've done on our own in quite a while. Mm-hmm. But it was great. It was great for the kids. My sister came out. She lives in Missouri. She came out and was able to spend that time with them. And it was bonding.
Thank you, Julia.
Yeah, it was great. It was bonding on both sides. I mean, the kids, you know, they've never really spent a lot of time with my sister because of our distances, our geographic distance, you know, because we don't live in the same area. And so it was great. They did some great bonding, you know, to the point that they were calling us Auntie Julie
when we got
all
back.
This past week. Yeah, we just got back last Sunday. So for the past week, we've been addressed as Auntie Julie.
That's right.
Yeah, so it was good. But I tell you what, Panama is a beautiful country. It's in Latin America, Central America. Mm-hmm. And just an amazing, beautiful country, beautiful people, very friendly. And but yet it was interesting because it is considered a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a third world country. But when you get there, we flew into Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you feel like you're in a major city, New York.
Yeah. As we were flying in, there's so many skyscrapers there and the buildings are really beautiful.
They are.
And as we're flying in, it literally looked like New York City, like you because it's right on the water. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, New York's got, you know, surrounded by water and it's got all these big buildings. And so that's what it looked like to me. It looked like New York City. I mean, obviously a little bit smaller, but it's a pretty big city.
It is.
And they've got quite a few skyscrapers.
They do.
There.
Yeah. They do. They've got some really beautiful buildings.
Yeah, the architecture was really unique. There's several buildings that just look so very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool architecture.
Absolutely. And so the first part of our trip, we stayed in the city and you know, did some touristy things. But we honestly felt like we were in New York. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, at times you could look at from certain parts of our view from our hotel, you could look and you could see pockets of areas where, you know, where there's a little bit more of lower income type housing some trash.
You saw like skyscrapers next to third world.
Yes.
It was amazing, right? The discrepancy, the shack houses. Mm-hmm. With the tin roofs and people having their clothes hung up outside, like literally right down the block from this huge skyscraper.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a huge discrepancy in class there.
There is.
Very poor and the very, very wealthy.
Yeah. You know? And so it was such a great experience. You know, we got to go to the Panama Canal. Talk about an amazing engineering feat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got like this little museum kind of sort of type of thing going on there, you know, and I mean, we spent what, 3-4 hours there?
I was not expecting to spend that much time there.
Yeah.
But partly it was because we got there as the ships were coming through.
Yes.
So you have to get there either first thing in the morning to watch the ships, or later in the afternoon, which is really cool. Like just learning about that whole process. Mm-hmm. Because on we went, there's three sets of locks in the canal, and we were at one of the set of locks. And what that means is that the boats have to go through these locking systems in order to get through the canal. And so we were able to watch the boats move through the lock. And it just, like you said, like the engineering behind raising a ship up that high and then putting it back down low again, yeah, so that it's at sea level, it was just so cool that we sat there and we watched like two ships go through, and it took like 40 minutes per ship, yeah, I think. It takes like 40 minutes per ship to go through that locking system. And each ship has to go through three locking systems in addition to traveling through the canal. So right, it takes, what did they say, 8 to 10 hours, mm-hmm, for a ship from start to finish.
Yep, they take about 35 to 40 ships a day, mm-hmm, through the canal. And but yeah, that was just the most amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And then going into the museum, and you know, because they've got all sorts of displays starting from the late 1800s, yeah, and you know, the beginnings of it. I mean, this was actually an idea from the French people.
Yeah. And what was cool was that they knew what they had to do even then. Like, mm-hmm, they knew they had to create some system to raise the boats and lower the boats. And that they just kind of, you know, between the French and the Americans, just kind of followed through on that plan from hundreds of years ago. Yeah. I mean, it was the same plan. The plan never changed. They just needed different workers.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So that was amazing. We got to do that. And you know, we got to go out. There is an archipelago of islands. I'm not even, mm-hmm, sure if I'm saying it right, but they're called the San Blas Islands. They're on the Caribbean side of Panama. There's, mm-hmm, like 365 islands. So we got an opportunity to take a tour, to travel through the jungle, through the interior of Panama, and get out to the Caribbean side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Panama City's on the Pacific side.
Right. And so that was amazing. I mean, that was just beautiful, beautiful. The landscape, the people. And, you know,
it was cool to see the sailboats, people sailing to that area, yes, and just docking their boats in between all these islands. I mean, the islands were spread out, you, mm-hmm, know, and you can just take a boat from island to island, and every island was a little bit different, you,
that's
know,
right,
because of the people living on the island. But, seeing the sailboats come in and just dock, and then having the people who live there, we can talk about the people,
the kunas
that live there. They basically, for example, they catch lobsters and crabs, and they go from sailboat to sailboat selling the lobsters and crabs.
From island to island.
Yes,
yeah.
And from island to island. Yeah. Yeah.
It was cool. We got to witness that and take some pictures of some of the kunas that landed on one of the islands we were just hanging out at. Mm-hmm. And basically they just had crabs and lobsters on the bottom of their little
boat.
Yeah, it was just like a little wooden canoe almost.
Yeah.
And so that was just an amazing experience. But just meeting people. And they're so friendly, mm-hmm, so friendly. You know, everyone wants to exchange. They use WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing, because it's you know,
for
it's free
phone.
For their phone,
yeah,
for text messaging,
right,
for calling.
Oh, so that's another thing. We were really surprised that our cell phones actually worked better there.
Oh,
than
my goodness,
they did here.
I had better signal there than I,
yeah,
have here.
It was amazing. Even we were on the San Blas Islands out in the middle of the Caribbean, our,
yeah,
cell phones were working, and that just blew us away. It's almost like Panama skipped the landline thing and went straight for wireless.
Yeah,
and
their infrastructure there is amazing.
Has a cell phone, and like you said, they don't use their cell phone service to make calls. They use the app,
right,
WhatsApp.
They use WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and you exchange these numbers, and you know, and you're thinking, yeah, sure, give me your number, I'll exchange your number, I'll, yeah, never hear from you. Yeah.
Every single person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They
still contacting us.
Still contacting,
awesome,
us, and, yeah, just how are you guys doing? How was your trip back? How's, uh-huh, your family? Very, what I feel is just like, just genuinely friendly and you know, just, I mean, everywhere you went, even when you just got on an elevator.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
As people would get on, they're like, hello, and, you know, in Spanish,
yeah,
buenos, buenas, buen día, ¿cómo está? I mean, like, you know, and people like look at your eyes,
yeah,
and make contact and smile.
Yeah.
And smile. So that was really amazing and refreshing.
Yeah. But even everybody we passed, like if we walked on the causeway and,
mm-hmm,
enjoyed, you know, the scenery out there, you know, everyone we passed would look at you,
yeah,
in the eyes and say hello. And
yes,
you know,
yeah, it was great. And the food. So we haven't really touched on the food.
Right.
The food was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, they eat a lot of fish. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, they're surrounded by water mm-hmm. and a lot of fish and rice and plantains, a lot of fresh produce, mm-hmm. a lot of fresh.
And they eat a lot of meat too, actually.
They do. They actually do.
I was surprised by that because I was expecting more rice and beans type mm-hmm. culture, which they do. They have rice and beans, but pretty much like we went to a couple of the malls, you know, and you know, they go to the food court and there's meat everywhere. Meat place. I was like, wow, it's really hard to be a vegetarian here. But fish, I mean, you got to be able to eat fish there. And they've got a lot, which I loved was sea bass because we don't get a lot of sea bass here in Phoenix, at least right now, because it's so expensive. You know, the stores don't even sell it right now. You go to Costco to buy it frozen and it's like $100 a pound, you know? So we ate a lot of sea bass.
Yeah, it's so cheap. Yeah, it's so cheap. But you know, you mentioned the malls.
Yeah.
You mentioned the malls. I think we were really blown away by the malls.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't know what to expect. Okay. We're coming to a third world country.
Yeah.
These malls are...
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Bigger and better than the malls we have here.
Yeah.
Even beautiful. Fashion Square Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Pales in comparison. In
Scottsdale. Yeah.
These malls.
Oh, my goodness. Like, these malls are amazing. And all the stores are... I mean, we have the same stores, mm-hmm. A variety of more stores that we've never heard of. And the theaters, you know, just the same. Mm-hmm. It just beautiful. I mean, the one mall we went to on the last night we were there... there was a P.F. Chang's, there was a Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. I was like, seriously?
Yeah, it was just amazing.
Can't even get away from Chuck E. in Panama.
It was amazing. But so that experience we had there in Panama City was awesome. We went to the old Panama, to the old, you know, the old, where the old buildings are. And then we got into the beach cities. Mm-hmm. We went out to the beach cities. There's one beach city in particular that we were excited to go to. It's called Coronado, just like Coronado out in San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. And so we drove out about an hour and a half out of Panama City and went up the coast and went to some of these beach cities, Coronado. And just beautiful, beautiful little beach towns. Mm-hmm. Okay, little beach towns. Very peaceful, you know, a lot of green. You're there right on the beach. And
there was no one.
No one.
I think I was most surprised by you have these beautiful beaches, beautiful sand, beautiful water. And we were the only ones on the beach. Yeah. Like, and then you ask the locals, like, where is everybody? You know, and they're like, well, a lot of people like, and you see these multi-million dollar homes on the beach. No one's there. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, you know, we've got a lot of people from Panama City. They own these homes, but they only come out two or three times a year. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You know, and even the houses there, a lot of times people will buy them, you know, for retirement purposes. Let's say they'll make an investment. Maybe they're 50 years old now and they invest in something now, but they're not going to need it for another 10 or 15 years. And so they rent it out, right? Or just sits there.
Well, a lot of expats. I mean, there are a lot of expats out in those beach towns. I mean, just in Panama alone.
Right.
Panama is just a huge place for expats to go to because it's just such a great country. It's got, you know, it offers everything that you're used to seeing in, for example, here in America, but it offers other things and more of a more tranquil type life. But you know, talking about that, well, first of all, one of the things you said about the Panamanians, it's very common for the Panamanians to work in the city and then they live in the interior. They have homes or families are in the interior of the country. Mm-hmm. And that includes the beach towns. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Panama City was crazy busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of hustle and bustle and
tons of traffic.
So you could go to Panama, live in Panama, and your life can be just as crazy as busy there as it is, you know, for example, if you live in America, in the United States. Or you could go out to one of the beach towns and live a much more relaxed, peaceful type of existence.
Right.
But you can still, even living in a beach town, make it as crazy busy as you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, there's always something.
Right? Yeah.
There's always something to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we had a great time. I think the people really made it. I mean, the fact that you spoke Spanish, you know, we connected with pretty much we took Uber everywhere. You spoke to every Uber driver, you know, no matter where we went, and just connected with everyone and every single person we interacted with loved their country. Mm-hmm. And I think I love that about it. I love that, you know, not one person had a bad thing to say about their country. And I also found it interesting that when you watch the news there, it's all about our country.
Trump.
Like, Trump was everywhere. And everybody, as soon as they found out that we were Americans, they were asking us about Trump. Oh, what about this? And what about that? And like, they're more fascinated with our country and our government than they are with their own. Like, it's just, that was crazy to me.
Yeah, that was. That was, that was pretty funny. But anyways, I know that, you know, this podcast is called Digestice, and you know, and the purpose is for us to teach you something. But you know what?
But we just taught you about Panama.
We did. We taught you about Panama and the beauty in other countries other people. And it was just an amazing experience. And we wanted to share that with you. And so we want to thank you for joining us on this podcast, and we look forward to catching you on the next one.
And we want to know when Julie is going to be ready to come out and watch our children again.
That's right, Auntie Julie. So,
Auntie Julie, you just let us know and we will plan another trip.
That's right. Oh, and one more thing. If you happen to be in the Phoenix area, we are having our 10-year anniversary for our practice this Tuesday, October 10th.
That's right.
October 10th, 2017. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an open house style party. We're going to have food. We're going to have a DJ. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Face painting for the kids.
Face painting for the kids. It's going to be great. So please, if you're in the area, come and join us. It's from 4 to 8.
4:30 to 8:30.
Oh, 4:30 to 8:30. Yeah. Yes, 4:30 to 8:30.
Food won't be there till 4:15. So okay, right. Don't come too early.
That's right. And if you need any more information, and you want to call us, let us know you're going to come, RSVP, that would be great. Just call us.
Yes, 623-772-6999, extension 104 is our RSVP line.
Awesome. Hope to see you. Take care.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.